Pasuk says, "Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, ma titzak elai." The Baal ben Israel viso. So the Mefarshim are hard pressed. All the Rishonim asked the obvious kasha. I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to do? When a person is bitzara, you have to be mispalo. So Rashi says something interesting. He says, "Lamadnu shayemaisha oimin mispalo amale kadosh baruch hu le'eis ata laharich batzvila shiyisrael nesunim batzara." So this is not the time to be marich batzvila. The Unkelus says another pshat. Amar Hashem lamaisha kabelis tzloisach. I accepted your tefillah already. I was makabel it. My little bnei Yisrael v'yitlun. Talk to bnei Yisrael and tell him to go. The tefillah was already skabel. Kilo, there's no tzarech for your tefillah anymore. The problem is that doesn't seem true. For example, I'll give you a few examples. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Avinu that his children would be kekoichavim. Kechol Hayam, Kechovim, be thousands and thousands that you can't even count them. Yet we find when Yitzchak and Rivka didn't have children, what did they do? They were mispalo. Psukim say, mefurish, that they went with mispalo. So what were they mispalo for? There already was a haftacha. They already were promised that they were going to have children. So what was the need for tefillah? So you see from here an important yisoid. In fact, you really see it from that Rashi, the Rashi in Breishis. Rashi says in Breishis that all of the various seeds, the trees and the plants were all ready to grow. Only thing missing was Adam Arishon to come and daven for rain. So what do you mean? Didn't Hashem had a whole purpose for a bria? What do you need Adam Arishon to daven for? Elamai, you see, that nothing moves without tefillah. Tefillah is the gairim of all the things that happen in existence. We need to be mispalo. If Adam Rishon wouldn't be mispalo for the Geshem, it wouldn't happen. Similarly, it's true, Yitzchak and Rivka, they had avtacha. Af al pi that you had avtacha, you still need tefillah. So hadra kosha leduchta. So what does it mean, ma titzak eloi, deber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso? Well, what are you... In Achinami, but you still have to daven anyway, even though Hashem promised. So I want to suggest a different gang a little bit. That the Derech Hashem, when he discusses the purpose, keep going. What was Yitzchak and Rivka doing? Until you're answered. That's what you should do. That's the idea. If you were mispalo and you weren't answered, you're chayzer mispalo, chayzer mispalo. But I'm trying to say it didn't happen yet. Well, isn't that posh? By Yitzchak, there was already avtacha, so the tefillah wasn't iskabel. There was a need for tefillah l'chayra. So you know what's going to happen. So what's the idea? Oh. So the Derech Hashem says the following. He says when he explains the idea of tefillah, he described a very interesting idea that I don't know if he's coming to answer this question, but I think it helps. Reb Dan often quotes a Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim's kasha. And he never says the Chafetz Chaim's teretz, which I haven't seen inside. It sounds like it's a little dachuk, whatever the Chafetz Chaim answered. It sounds like the question is better than the answer. The Chafetz Chaim's kasha was that if Hashem does everything l'tov, so what do you mispal for? Whatever's happening is l'tov. So I want it to change. So I think the Derech Hashem a little bit is explaining this answer. And I maybe the Chafetz Chaim gives this answer too. I remember Reb Dan telling me the answer, but it didn't click. But I'm suggesting this. The Derech Hashem says that the vehicle of tefillah is that when a person is mispal, it's more than just asking something from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. that real tefillah is all about an expression of a dveikus and a bitachin in Hashem. They come together. A dveikus and bitachin by Hashem. That Hashem, you are the source. You're the only source for everything that will come from the world. And as you being the only source, and my recognition that you're the only source, from that comes an emanation from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes that Shefa will produce the desired result. This is a very important yesod, gentlemen. To the extent that we put our kaychas into our tefillah, that we put our faith in our tefillah. By faith, I mean not that we know we're going to be answered, but our faith that our tefillah can work, that we express to Hashem that you are the source, that's the extent of the power of the tefillah. This is not for the shtickle here, right? But this is just a thought. When a person sometimes has a serious business deal and he has to have mincha in the middle, so a person can find himself in the middle davening mincha and thinking of all the things he can do to make his business deal happen. When you forget that the source where the business is going to happen or not happen is from him, not from any ishtalos you're going to think of in your mind. So where's your real trust? Where's it? You know, that's defeating the purpose. Important point. So sometimes that bitachin by Hashem, when the answer is already given, so it sometimes has to come to another level. When the person has to express it, not by talking, by actually acting. So if you have expressed, you have that bitachin Hashem that he's going to produce the gula that's desired, so show that bitachin. That's what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma titzaki lai. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Go in. Go in. Show your trust. Show that that's what you want. Show that. And go into the yam. There's a very interesting nitziv. The nitziv says, V'ata hori mismadcha u'niteyas yodcha liyam uvka'eyu. So the nitziv doesn't understand. He was supposed to use the mate, or use his hand. It says, Harem es matcha, uniteis yodchel yam of ka'eu. Which one? So the Rush, I don't know if the Nitziv saw that, the Rush actually says, Harem es matcha means, put aside your mate, put it aside and use your hand. The Nitziv says, the pshat is like this. He says, it meant do both. Why do both? So Nitziv says, interesting yisoy. He says, whenever a nes, the nes nigla, was performed by Moshe Rabbeinu with the mate. The mate was ha'oisais. The oisais were done with the mate. The hand doesn't produce a nes nigle. It was used to produce a nes nister. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he held up his hands, right, by the milchama. Milchama is a nes nister. It's not a nes nigle. It's a nes nister. But that's how those things were performed. He brings from Elisha and Elio. The wave of the hand was somehow the vehicle, the means by which these things were performed. So says the Nitziv, it's interesting. We all know the Medrash that Nachshon and Yehuda ben Yamin had their argument. Yehuda, Nachshon ben Amnadav jumped in, and the Yam was opened up. But the Psukim don't say that. The Psukim say something else. The Psukim say, where is it? Vayet Moshe es yodei al Yam. Notice the hand. Vayelech Hashem es hayom beruach kadim azu kol alayla vayosem es hayom lecharova vayivaku amayim. It sounds like, you know, the winds blew. It sounds like al derech neis nister. So I'm darshaning a little. It doesn't say it as clearly as I'm saying it now. This is a little bit linyanenu. But I'm saying like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was kind of offering a choice. We can do it this way, the neis nister way, and let it look like there was a winds blew all night. Somebody come along and say, wow, what an unusual event here. All of a sudden, you know, it happened once, the winds blew and the whole, that's one way to go. Or it can happen as a nes nigla. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon was really Debel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. He should go straight in. He left open the option that maybe they're not holding there. But ultimately, Nachshon ben Aminadav, as the question was, why was Yehuda Zeicha to Malchus? Because Nachshon ben Aminadav performed the Rotzon HaMelech and jumped into the Yam. So this is, the aside here is, that Bitachin can produce all kinds of things when we act in our Bitachin. The Chafetz Chaim once said, that he said with, when it comes to milchama over hashkafa, so if a person acts milchama without cheshmen, you can win any milchama. And he said that's how the Maccabim defeated the Yavanim, because they acted on their bitachon without cheshbonis. That's how they were able to defeat the Yavanim. Said the Chafetz Chaim, had they done that with the communists, they could have beaten the communists too. Rav Baruch Ber was sitting there, and he heard that, and he jumped up, he went over to the fireplace, and he pulled the poker out of the fireplace and said, Rebbe, I'm ready. So Chafetz Chaim told him, it's too late. So we already made the cheshbonis, it's done, it's too late. You had to act right away, but had we acted right away, we could have knocked down the communists. So what you see here is, that's I think the mussar to take out of this this idea. When a person acts on his bitachon, a person puts his faith in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no telling what can happen. The Gemara says that Asa put his faith in the Reifim, and that's why he died. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you put your faith there, or there, or there, not in me, so to the extent that the faith is elsewhere, not in me, let them take care of it. I'll stay out of it. To the extent that you put your faith in him and only in him, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're relying on me? Okay, I'll put my faith in and I'll help you. And remember, the flip side. Sometimes it's not the best for you. Sometimes it's not the best thing for you for what to happen will happen. Hashem is giving you an answer too. He's telling you no. The part of bitachon is realizing that when Hashem says no, that's also for your best. And if a person, why didn't I get answered? Then that wasn't bitachon. That was just greed. You know, Hashem, give me what I want. Bitachon means I trust you, Hashem, that you know what's best for me, that you know what's right, that I know I put my faith in the right place. Even if you fight a milchama, he's right. The assumption is you want to beat the communists, you want to beat the Yavonim. True. But the assumption is always because that's the best thing for us. When we put our faith, though, properly, and we mean it properly, and we accept it properly, and when that means we'll accept also the no properly as well, then there's no telling to the extent that bitachon can work. Okay, guys, have a great Shabbos.